Many of Alabama's bridges are in bad shape. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, there are about 16,000 structurally deficient bridges around the state. Some are old or they were built when traffic was lighter. But inspecting bridges takes time, skill, and money. Now a UAB engineering professor is using a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation to develop a potential solution using drones. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
It takes a long time to inspect any good-sized bridge, but there aren't enough specialists or budget dollars to do them all. UAB engineering professor Nassim Uddin says that's dangerous.
We see a number of collapse of bridges recently in Minneapolis, in Washington, and so forth.
Uddin says inspections become trickier as bridges age, but he thinks drones could help.
That was the challenge. How can you use cheaper, very light sensors, give you similar level of precision?
The idea is to mount sensors on bridges, then send drones out to upload information about the bridge's health from the sensors. The drones would scan the structures too.
Having the drone now, we don't have to put hundreds and thousands of sensors sitting on the bridge and using the lots of electricity and collecting the data day in, day out.
Drones could be used for regular bridge inspections or after storms or earthquakes. Uddin is collaborating with researchers in Ireland and England, where he says there are fewer restrictions on flying drones in high-traffic areas. He hopes to run field tests in England this year. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.